Hello, it's the Feast of Fools. I'm Fausto Furnos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Miss Ronnie.
I don't know what we're going to start the show off with. Well, yesterday we opened some presents that we've received in the mail.
I love presents.
I love presents.
Mark, why don't we start with that box over there?
This box? This box, Ronnie, not your box. Put that thing away.
Hey, you know you want it. You know you want it!
Well, this box comes all the way from Thailand, from John Aubrey.
Okay.
Wow, so it's a big one. Holy, what's in here?
Oh, there's so many.
There's all these bags.
Watch it.
Give it to me.
What is that?
That's mine.
It's elephant something
or
other.
That's mine.
It's got elephants on it.
Okay.
I got, what's, open that Faust phone.
I'm going to knock over the glass of water.
Oh, well then, what's the glass of water in my way?
That's mine.
Durian fruit.
That's mine.
Extra large, yeah, it is yours.
That's mine.
Oh, look, he even included the receipt to tell us how much he spent on it.
What?
Girl.
What is all this? It's like third world central.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, there's coin purses.
That's mine.
Coin purses, tea.
I don't even understand what half of this stuff does.
You don't have to. That's mine.
It's ancient Thai secret. What's this, Ronnie? Open that up.
Okay, that's mine.
What is that?
I smell something that we can eat. I smell some food.
That's mine.
Girl, there's some kind of thing that's got, it's got centipedes on it.
This is beautiful. It's this blue purse. Who sent
this
to us?
This is from John. Look at toiletries.
Goat milk. Anti-cough pill. Against cough and refreshing and dissolve phlegm. Allow 2 to 4 pills to dissolve slowly in your mouth when required. I'm going to have one right now.
But it's got bugs on it, Faust. It's made out of bugs, I think.
Oh, really?
Ooh. And besides,
look at this weird toothpaste.
That's mine.
Well, should I have one? I'm going to have one anyways on the show.
What is this? I got a wooden carved frog that's got a spike through its face. What is this for, Ronnie?
Huh, that's mine.
I'm not sure this is.
You sound like a 2-year-old. Is that what those are?
I don't know, but I like them.
Oh, I love that. Ronnie has those brass.
Wow.
The brass
fingernails
from Thailand.
Wow.
Scratch it. Oh,
okay, sexy.
Those are mine.
Those are mine.
Honey, finally saw an accessory to match everything else.
You are such a diva with those.
They're mine. Don't touch them.
What's
mine.
This? Deep fried durian. Let's see what this is.
That's mine.
That's mine.
Hmm.
The Feast of Fools is brought to you by listeners like you. Your generous support by getting a Feast of Fools t-shirt. I can't. Blah. I'm sorry. I have to. It's like put this thing out of my mouth.
Well, you shouldn't be eating
it. Look at how cute this is. It's a little elephant purse.
That's mine.
Ooh, honey, rub me. Ooh.
Oh, they're poisoned.
Ooh. Poison
okay,
tips?
You guys have fun with your toys while I read them.
It's all, they're all mine.
They're mine. The Feast of Fools is brought to you by listeners like you. Your generous support helps bring the show to your, from our mouths to your ears.
We
thank
need
you
your
so
support.
Much.
Thank you for
we
all
love
my presents.
Your support.
And another public service announcement. Hey Toto, we're not in New York anymore. 75% of Puerto Ricans in the United States live someplace else. And we've got your stories to tell. Aurora Levens Morales is editing Other Ricans, a new anthology of poetry and short autobiographies by Puerto Ricans who live in the other 49 states and beyond. Overseas Puerto Ricans are encouraged to participate. You can get the details by writing to otherricans@historica.us.
And you know what they say, once you go reeking, you always be freaking.
You're so crazy.
Am I?
The moonlight warms the silver sand. I see bird sails across the cold. The water's crystal in your hair. The air is solemn and close. The tempo's easy as you please. From every lemon yellow morning through velvet evening with breezes singing a song of cinnamon and clove. The air is cinnamon and clove. Seductive cinnamon and clove. Suck under my
it's a podcast that is so delicious. Are you okay?
I'm laughing because Ronnie's picking up garbage with her extra long fingernails.
On today's show, we're going to be talking about Ronnie's trip to IKEA, why Swedish people trust IKEA more than the church. lame celebrities that won't sign their name, and a woman who received a dead body in the mail. All this and more, and strange sodas on the Feast of Fools. I am Fausto Ferraro.
I'm Mark Pillion.
And this is Miss Ronnie, loving her new sculpture nails.
Has just the perfect combination.
Ow!
A cup of sweetness, a pinch of sadness, a touch of cinnamon and glue.
That is Mark's best friend, Jen Zayas.
Mm-hmm. And a little shout out to you, Jen Zayas.
Cinnamon and Chloe from her album Take Me With You.
And you can buy that on our website, through our website. It's on the iTunes and CD Baby.
I mean, you sound like a Guido or something.
If Jen Zayas had these nails, I bet you it would help her act.
She'd look sexy with these things. These are great. Ronnie, they're so pinchy. I feel like...
I want to play with one of the nails. Give me one of
those. Those are mine.
I got to get the whole hand.
They're mine.
I could tweeze my eyebrows with these things. They're so sharp.
You know what? That's wonderful. It makes a great little Guido.
Let's try this. Try this deep fried durian.
All I know is that if I was to wipe myself,
I'm not gonna eat that. That smells weird.
It smells sweet. Taste it.
Oh my god!
It's deep fried. Durian's like the fruit of Asia. I think it's good for your
fruit. It looks like bread.
It's that durian.
We could have
fruit.
A fight,
honey. I'd give myself a hysterectomy if I had to go to the bathroom right now.
It tastes
who's
like,
gonna win?
It
the
tastes
fight.
Like feces.
Well, don't eat it then.
It's so nasty.
Mark, this is you're in heaven because
I gotta go rinse
always,
this shit out.
You are always going to Vietnamese stores, buying weird shit, bringing it home, and then making me eat it. So take your back
for a reason.
That is fabulous, Ronnie. You know, this is a new look. You could wait tables with these extended long brass fingernails from Thailand.
Ugh.
That is fantastic.
They're pinchy, though.
They're pinchy. Well, they got to have pinchy to stay on your hands.
But I love them.
You know, you can claw anybody you don't like. You just scratch your eyes out.
And you know, and get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, because you can take the nails off and the DNA won't be underneath your fingernails.
Ooh, sweetheart, I could climb walls like Catwoman
with
you.
Catibula.
Okay,
there we go. Are you okay, Mark?
That was nasty, that fried durian. How can people eat that stuff?
I don't know. You want me to scratch your balls with these nails?
Nice.
Now, Ronnie, Mark is grinning from idiot.
But all this crazy toothpaste he gave us.
Oh, that is that crazy toothpaste with the...
And safari plasters. Oh, that's
minstrel
Band-Aid.
Character on it. Otherwise known as Shirley Q. Liquor. So, Ronnie, what... You just got back from
Jonathan
IKEA.
Thank you, Jonathan
Aubrey. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan. I love my sculpture nails.
You know, we love the presents and we love the money that you spent on it.
We'd rather have the money. Let's just get it out
That's
there.
That's not true.
We'd rather have the money.
Crazy shit.
You know,
I love
these
elephant,
nails.
Though.
That's a mail holder.
Is that what that is?
For mail.
That's so cute.
But that's mine.
You want
it's
it?
Mine.
But that's mine.
That's for you, right?
They're all for me.
That's for you.
And I know I told you that.
I am giving this to you.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, I know.
This is what they do, that crazy little dance. They do that weird dance.
What are you doing? What kind of sound are you making?
Okay. That's
a gamelan.
A gamelan? Is that what that instrument is?
I can actually launch a gamelan and play some and you can...
Oh, really? And I'll dance to it?
Yeah, right now.
Let's do that.
Just keep talking, honey.
So let's talk about Thailand. You ever been to Thailand, girl?
No, but don't intend to.
Why not?
They got crazy stuff over there, too. I'm staying right there.
What are you afraid of in Thailand? Elephants?
I don't know, but I'm sure I'll find something that ain't around my neighborhood.
Why are you always scared about anything?
I'll take you on some nice beaches. They got nice beaches there, huh?
That have jellyfish on the beaches? No, thank you. And in order to get to those beaches, you gotta go through.
They got good food.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't tasting no good Thailand food from Chicago to begin with. That's why I doubt if it's gonna be much better.
You don't like Thai food?
No, I do. I do. I am a passy you eating kind of bitch.
That's my favorite one too. I thought I'd like pad thai, but I decided pad see you is better.
Passy you is better.
Pad see you. Pad see you.
Look at Mark dance. Oh. He's going. Okay.
I need to get one of those little pointy hat things. Give me that little thing. I'll wear that.
You look so cute.
Woo.
Woo, Fausto. You gotta keep that.
We gotta put one of those on your head, girl.
Oh, good Lord!
Turn it on. So, girl, you went out to IKEA. What happened?
Honey, I didn't make it to IKEA. First off, I'm glad to be here. Wait a minute. Let me put my skirt.
Glad to Lana's have you
doing
here.
Her little gamelan dance.
Let me put my little sculpture nails back on.
I'm not sure if this is the right culture. Because this is Indonesia, not Thai.
It sounds close enough.
It's close, isn't it? They're nearby each other. How did you know that that's what these were? How did you know?
I don't know.
Because you pulled these. Because like I
know,
I saw them.
Sally and JoJo wear those all the time.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. What? And I'm into like freaky drag stuff from other countries.
Did you know what these were when she pulled them? I didn't know.
Had no clue.
Here we go. But you could pick an eye out with this.
Okay, so I intend to.
I'm gonna try picking my nose.
Mark, you gonna give yourself a lobotomy.
See, this is a gamelan, and basically it's sort of like a
gamelama ding dong.
A big bell that they play, and they kind of squat down really low on the ground. And so they, you know, they do, this is the scale. Sa, de, ra, ga, na. I'm just kidding.
And this is Miss Ronnie saying, turn that shit off.
That's all they support all the
I feel like Ravi
bill.
Shankar here.
Mm.
And now we will learn the scales from this is sa, ra, ne, ga.
Do they wear these when they give you hand release at those little Thai brothels? Shout out to you, Madam Lola. I hope you're still listening.
Oh,
I
Lord.
Like Madam Lola.
That was one of my highlights of when you read that letter from Madam Lola.
Can you do a little Madam Lola for us?
I forgot what her letter was.
It was thank you so much for from Bangkok. What show was that?
Mrs. Madam Lola is in the house.
Ronnie's getting into a trance.
She's got them both on. She's
okay, ready when the music
not on
dies.
The thumb. They don't put them on the thumb.
When the music probably. Dies, Mark, Madam Lola is gonna make an appearance. Okay, ready? So run it.
Oh, hello, Mark and Festa. How are you?
Hi, Madam Lola.
Oh. It's so busy in Thailand. Hi, everybody. Oh, I got the boys working, the girls. I'm very busy with American businessman customers.
Oh, I'm sure they tip
well. You
make
a lot of money?
What? Oh, we do very good work.
How much do you charge for like an hour long session?
Now, it all depends on masseur.
Okay, like their best. How much is it?
Oh, we got a good one.
Who is a good one?
Oh, 7-year-old.
No, I want somebody a little more mature.
I want somebody a little hair
age.
Down there.
Oh, okay, we got 9-year-old.
How about like someone like in their 20s? Like,
no,
like
they 25. Retire.
They retire.
Yeah, we have to retire them.
But I'm not interested in having sex with minors, though. I want somebody like my peer.
What am I doing here? I thought this was a commercial for Madam Lola House.
House of
Release.
And do you use those nails on people? I mean,
that $25 more.
Can you actually do it without?
That $15 more.
Thank you, Madam Lola.
Okay, goodbye. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, we are going. Oh, my God.
Back in the bottle, Lola.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit. What happened?
You were in a trance. Your eyes went white.
What?
You were bewitched.
Crazy. By what? Oh,
bothered and bewildered.
Yeah, the soul of Madam Lola.
Where are my jeans?
Girl, put your clothes back on.
What are you? Mark.
So you went to IKEA.
No, I never made it.
No, why not?
Oh, my God. First off, can I just tell you, I am so happy to be here, honey, because I almost didn't make it.
Why?
My good friend Lulu calls me
shout
up and
out to
says,
Lulu.
Lula, the disappearing DJ, honey, because that bitch is losing weight by the second, honey. And it ain't for no other reason than for the fact that hard work and diligence and dedication, honey.
Mark is cleaning up garbage with his nails.
I'm picking shit up and throwing it out.
You're like one of those
homeless,
what is that, the people in prison that do, no, you're like Boy George doing community service in State
Mark is not that fat. How dare you? So anyway, so baby, we are four strong in Lulu's car, which is known as Tanisha.
Now, he names his car
Tanisha.
And he's straight.
Tanisha got us.
Lulu's not straight.
Lulu don't claim to be straight. Okay. And with a name like Lulu and it being a man, how did you think that Lulu was taken? Boy, you are really...
And he's a DJ at a gay bar.
Okay.
Well, you know, people have hobbies.
That's true. And you'd be being gay is one of his.
Okay. You got it down to a science, honey. But I'm telling you something.
A little ding on
you'd
my
say he's a professional,
you,
but he'd go to jail for that.
I'll tell you what. If that's the case, what a way to go. Because, listen, as a DJ, Lulu be getting the trade.
Mm.
What is the trade?
Trade is hot. Dick. Hot.
Because if you can spin records, baby, you are going to spin quarter turns on them.
Sweetheart, I tell you what. Outside of a bartender in a bar, the sexiest thing going is a DJ.
Absolutely.
The sexiest thing. Lulu will have those children lined up, rain, shine, blazing heat, or freezing blizzard. Right.
And if you want to lay a DJ or a bartender, just stay till closing time.
There you go.
And try and stay afterwards.
There you go.
And you get you some bartender or DJ ass. And,
is that true? Are you speaking from experience?
Yes, I am.
When is the last time you went
Roddy,
home with
high five.
Here we go.
Here we go. When was the last time you went home with anybody from a bar?
Long
Picked
time
your
ago.
Ass up, didn't you?
Hey, will you pass me my water?
And I met you in a bar, too,
a
honey.
Parched.
There you go. So anyway, so then we... Okay,
so you were at IKEA.
We are with Lulu's friend, Albert.
Now, why were you going to IKEA in the first
because,
place?
Because, you know, they wanted to go there, and I had nothing to do, and, you know, why not? And so we get there. And everything is going good. We're just yucking it up and we're talking and we're riding and stuff like that. When all of the sudden, out of the clear blue sky, Tanisha starts smoking. And we were like, what the hell?
You gotta stay away from that crack, girl.
And I'm like, oh, girl, please, not here, not here. I'm telling you, we were the Clifton and Tui. That's in Chicago, Angels. And Clifton and Tui, let's just say, Lulu.
Is that Skokie?
And Lulu and myself and Albert and Juan or Julio, I forgot who he is. I'm sorry, baby. I only met you, so please forgive me. Let me just say we were the darkest thing in that area within a 5-mile radius.
It was a Morena tour bus.
Woodfield.
We were trying to get to Woodfield. I'm telling you.
Oh, you didn't get that far.
It was Clifton and Tui. Pay attention.
Far northwest side.
Far north. Honey, Warner, one of us to be found.
No Spanish speakers anywhere?
No, honey. If they did, they got them on the Pace bus because they got done cleaning houses. Nay, one of them out there. And so, we were... This is the thing that bothered me. Lulu was totally in control of the situation and okay. The thing that bothers me is that Lulu is one of those people that... Lulu is your emergency call. And Lulu will be there day or night, whatever you need and stuff. The thing that bothered me was that Lulu was scrolling down his cell phone, and finally one person. And that bothered me because Lulu is the first person to respond to an emergency. But when Lulu's an emergency, God, it took that bothered me. But
shame on you.
Well,
why didn't
shame
you call
on
me?
All of Lulu's friends
because
who didn't
you
come
were out. At work, and there was no way that you were going to leave work, and we wouldn't have done that to you. But anyway, the point is that we got home. Come to find out, Tanisha's going to be A-okay, and we ain't afraid of you, IKEA. We will be back. You may have won the battle, but the war is yet to be fought.
Well, why didn't you call me? I was home all day.
Where are you
I love going to IKEA.
What are you going to do? Where are you going to get
laugh
the car?
Laugh at your ass.
Okay. You want something to laugh at? Take off that shirt. Look in the mirror. There we go. That'll keep you in stitches.
I've been working out.
Yeah, see
he's
that.
Been maybe working it
I'm
out.
I'm getting man boobies.
Oh, great.
Pecs are the new breasts.
Yes, they
so,
are.
You know, interesting that you should mention that because there's a study that just came out done by the Dagens Industri.
Dagens.
I don't know what this is. I'm just reading the news item here.
It's bullshit from Europe.
Swedes have more faith in their local IKEA store than in the church.
Well, like, I don't blame them because IKEA, at least they're not trying to fuck their little altar boys.
Go to the bathrooms there sometimes. The seventh floor in the back. Get
there's
some
only
action in there.
Four floors or five floors.
Though. Oh, that sorry, the
seventh
fourth floor. It's such a tall building.
It's
I
in the basement
seventh
of the Alamo.
Have mercy.
Although 4/5 of Swedes claim to be members of the Protestant Swedish Church, only 46% of those polled said they trusted their own religious group.
Wow.
People trust Volvo 69% more, Sony Ericsson 59%, Saab 57%, and even pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca 47% more than the church.
Wow.
A percentage point more, that is. So pretty much pharmaceutical companies and churches are about hand in hand, and in the way that public trusts them.
Well, you know, let me ask you something. Where do you think that? Where do you think that breach of trust came from?
I think the public is very intelligent and knows what the Swedish to watch out for.
Swedish people are also very educated too.
They're very educated, and you don't trust. You don't leave your kids at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it's like, you know, or you give them a can of mace. You know, if you're going to leave your
they arm their children there.
Arm your children.
I'm telling you right now, Father Jim, you come at me, I got some pepper spray for your ass, okay?
I used to get hit on by a priest. I went to an all-boys Catholic school my first year, and I used to have this priest come up behind me, and he'd, like start rubbing on my shoulders and stuff like that.
And what did you say to him?
I told him to stop. He's like, what, you know? I'm like, no, I don't like it. Stop it. And then I'd be walking home from the mall, and then he'd pull over, and he'd be like, you want to ride? I'm like, no. He's just like, oh, come on, get in.
You were a smart kid. Friend. How old were you?
I was a freshman in high school, so I would have been, what, 14, 15?
Yeah, but if you were like 12 years old,
yeah,
you know.
I don't know. I think I might have still known. Now, this guy...
And not all priests are pedophiles, but the point of contention that I have is that, and certainly not the Swedish, I don't know anything about the Swedish church, Protestant church. Mm-hmm. All I know that the Pope in power, Pope Hitler II, has spent a lot of his time in the last decade covering up sexual abuse scandals. And he's never apologized for that. And I saw the Archbishop here in Chicago, Curious George, standing with his body language, saying it all, when they were reading all the charges and the results of the sexual abuse scandals
mm-hmm.
that happened right here in Chicago. And he was like, oh, shit.
Oh, like he had something to hide?
Hey, yeah. Hell yeah, he had his arms crossed and his head.
He apologized, but his body language was just like, I can't believe we got caught. Shit's hit the fan.
I mean, did you feel... And when I worked... I actually was a former employee of his for about... God, 4 years?
A coffee break.
You didn't work there that long.
I did. I think it was 4 years, yeah.
No, I don't think so. Like two.
No? I think it was a long time.
How long have you worked at the Chicago Free Press?
I've started working there since almost going to be 6 years.
Okay.
So it was about 3 years before. Yeah, so it's 3 years. Because you and I have known it. I started working there when I first met you.
Right.
So what
was it? That's not even 8 years.
Right along.
So yes. And what does it have to do with? And I think you know, and pharmaceutical companies want to put pills in people's mouths at any cost.
Mm-hmm.
Although they are trying to legitimately fight diseases, and churches are legitimately trying to alleviate the pain and suffering of people.
Allegedly,
and alleviate them of money from their wallets.
Well, and that reminds me. Supporting the Feast of Fools is a wonderful way to do that for yourself.
Absolutely.
Get a Feast of Fools t-shirt.
Feast of Fools t-shirt. We have them red for fighting AIDS. We have a large and extra large still available.
A portion of the proceeds goes to fight AIDS in Africa. Goes to the World Fund mm-hmm. to fighting AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria.
And we have all sizes in blue. And if you buy a t-shirt, you get a special limited edition DVD best of shows.
But I think that the reason that people mistrust maybe the church and pharmaceutical companies is because there's a presumption that they have their public interest in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when that public interest is betrayed, it's really hard to rebuild. Sort of like gossip columnists.
Well, that you know what? I wouldn't make
is that a segue?
You know what? It is a segue, but I wouldn't make that.
Also.
All right, so then... So here's something. So I'm not going to say names, but there are bloggers out there, and they want to out...
Professional bloggers.
There are professional bloggers out there that
want to... They make a lot of money from what they do.
That want to out celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And...
good for you.
And this...
Everybody needs a hobby, Ronnie.
This one blogger, in particular, states that I'm dangerous. I'm going to push the envelope. I'm going to be who I am. I'm loud. I'm gay. I'm Latino. That has opinions. And in my own way, subserviently, I'm trying to make the world a better place.
Does that make a world a better place? Or does it just bring content to his site?
You know, I posted a bulletin on my MySpace to get the opinion from some of my children out there. And thank you all for responding. So I'm going to start off with this one.
Because what'd you ask? You said, what was your opinion?
What was your opinion about bloggers who feel the need to out-closeted celebrities? And so I'm not going to use the last name, but Patrick, who is on my MySpace, he writes a lot, but essentially he says, we cannot help but to remember that no matter what the year, what the location, what the skin tone, the human population loves gossip. Once the human gene drops that trait, true personal relationships will be just that, personal. So that was very nice. And then...
Is he saying that people...
Are naturally inclined
to gossip because they don't
that
have
it's human
else.
Nature and that it's that you can't fight it.
But see, I don't know what he means by that. That's what he said. Well, you know that he's as soon as people stop giving a shit about what other people are doing, then relationships can be just that personal,
and that'll be pretty much impossible to do.
Well, and my thing is that you know what. When you keep feeding that interest or something like that, you know, I mean, I think it just keeps perpetuating that. That just a negative stereotype. It keeps perpetuating an environment where people cannot really be who they want to be because when there's that gossip, there's always that element of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to be judged. And especially by who they are. You know, I mean, that's like judging somebody because they have blue eyes as opposed to brown eyes, as opposed to judging
somebody. Well, you do that all the time.
Well, I do, but you know, I know why. The thing is that, you know, I don't know. I just think that this is, you know, it's like the paparazzi. You know, when celebrities do what they do or something like that, certainly they don't, I mean, it's no accident that they put themselves in the situation of being a celebrity. But once they give into their public, I think there's a point where it stops. I personally believe that there's a point that it stops. You know, if someone's going to the doctors or something like that, no one needs to know that because as a singer, as an actor, as a comedian or something like that, no one needs to know what's going on because that's not a part of that arena.
If they don't need to know, then they shouldn't be buying the papers. They shouldn't be visiting the websites that discuss these things and publish pictures that invade people's privacy.
You know what? And the thing is, I'm just as guilty of it too because, you know, once it's out there in the media, I'm saying, oh, what is Whitney Houston doing now? Oh, what did that crazy Paris Hilton do now or something like that? You know, but
there is, you know, the reason that they spend so much energy and so much money and put their personal careers at risk because, you know, it makes them look like fools, not feast of fools. And it's because it's lucrative because people do want to consume that type of content. And it sort of it appeals to the lowest common denominator. And we do that here on the show all the time. That's a disclaimer.
The LCD.
You know. My feeling is if you're in a position of power and you don't want people speculating on your sexuality, you have two choices.
You can
either erase all doubt by clarifying the situation.
By
sort
what?
Of like a,
by
like
making like a
Doogie
home movie
Howser.
Like Colin Farrell did. Of fucking some supermodel, kind of.
Kind of. But, you know, Doogie Howser, which is, what is the actor's name?
T.J. Knight.
T.J. Knight. No, that's
no.
Doogie Howser.
Patrick something.
Nielsen or whatever. Patrick.
We don't even know his name.
Patrick Neil.
Doogie Howser.
Neil Patrick Harris. I win for $500.
He publicly said, look, I want to clarify, and here it is.
I'm a happy gay man.
There's a difficult situation is that Hollywood and news media and people in positions of power are very hesitant to hire openly gay celebrity actors, musicians, comedians.
So don't you feel that
positions.
It's? Oh, so don't you feel
there's
that
a discrimination?
It's, okay, but don't you feel that's reason enough for these celebrities to not come out with their sexuality?
Well, I think there's a lot of motivation to not come out with your sexuality because it is going to hurt your career.
Right.
Okay, because there is a stigma.
It's Hollywood's heterocentric.
But this conversation is really centering around the wrong thing. And my personal feeling is why don't we have the discussion, or this blogger has the discussion on why it's a stigma in the first place and what we can do to erase that stigma.
And so, okay, with that being said, though, do you
think... And maybe he's trying to do that with it.
Do you... Okay, but then... okay, so this is from one of my kids from my MySpace, Boycat, and he says, I think it's terrible. Celebrities need some privacy, too. I mean, if they can't be anonymous on the internet, where can they be? okay, so then I...
The last
what?
Stall at the...
this, I cannot... I can... For the life of me, this child spells their name STLMEL. So
I think it's like St. Louis, Missouri, L
or something.
Or something
like that. And she's, it's a woman. She says, I think it's wrong. No one should be outed like that. They should be able to do what they feel when there's, they should be able to do it when they feel they're strong enough to do it for themselves. You know,
You know what, though? I think if, I don't know, it's just, it's
odd. If you're in a position of power, if you're David Geffen, for example, mm-hmm. it took him so long to come out.
Did it?
It took him forever, you know? It's like he was...
I mean, I knew he was... We've known he's gay for like 20 years.
For 20 years, but he only
It's a different situation,
it's
though,
a different world we live in today, and, yes. and I think we have a lot to thank, actually, Ellen DeGeneres, mm-hmm. because she's one of the rare people, and, you know, in a sense, to a certain extent, Elton John, too.
Right.
They have come out in amidst their careers,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to when... They came out while they had... chips on the table to right. gamble away.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the, you know, Rosie, who has sort of been, you know, standing up for gay rights, and I appreciate that, Rosie, but she's not somebody who can talk about that in an informed way, because she actually came out after her show was over. After she,
well,
had
she came out
her
during
magazine.
Her show, though.
No, no, no. She had finished that TV show. She had closed the magazine. The magazine folded.
I think she had announced announced her retirement from that show, but she was out on that show.
She was out and during the behind the scenes. She
During the TV show, I think she
well,
was...
Well, I disagree with you
okay.
on that.
That's, well, we'll let our listeners decide. Comment on our board, feastoffools.net. Let us know.
The
Look
sequence
it up
of
on
events
Wikipedia.
Is that Rosie quit the show, got an ugly haircut, and then went on Barbara Walters and all these other talk shows and talked about being a lesbian.
Oh, I
That's
thought...
why she had that lesbian outing face and she had that horrible haircut.
I know, right?
That was told to get... Isaac Mizrahi told her to get that haircut.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
Well, on her blog, she says that it was one of the biggest mistakes of her life.
Less less she looks good now. And you look great with... I love your hair when it's like those soft, beautiful curls.
Honey, this is humidity doing its job, honey. Angels, if you could see me right now, like these
she
headphones...
She looks like the lion from The Wiz.
These headphones
Diana
are
rocks.
Like hidden behind my hair, okay? It gets big.
But, I mean, do you think... I think that there's a confusion here that the issue really is right. what can we do... as media people mm-hmm. to make the world a better place, to make homosexuality more accepted.
Well, right. I don't think that by coming out with somebody, like, you know, we talk a lot of shit about Clay Aikens, but until right. he comes out and says, I am,
we're
or something like that,
right.
we're speculating. And that, I think, does not help right. the situation.
And I don't think we would talk about Clay Aikens at all if it weren't for, you know, the fact that there was pictures of him half naked on the internet, that somebody had saved a cum rag. You know, if it was just like, oh, I think he's gay. Well, we could sit here like we often say, oh, Jake Gyllenhaal, oh, I think he looks gay to me,
Jake
or whatever.
Jake Gyllenhaal, I'm still, you know, waiting for my phone call.
But we don't know, you know what I mean?
And
so,
you know what?
And if we had proof that Jake Gyllenhaal was gay, would we out him?
Hell yes.
crime.
You know
bitch.
What though? I think I don't think I'd I don't think I'd out him. I think I'd blackmail him into bed.
But you know, I personally have friends me. Who are in yes. the entertainment business mm-hmm. who are not out.
Yes.
Who are somewhat famous, and I hope that they are listening to the show, that they come out on this podcast.
Absolutely.
Okay, but...
And I want to support them, but they're I said, I've been saying this to my friend face to face, and I'm not going to say who he is. I said, unless you're getting money for it, a mm-hmm. book deal, and you apologize for not coming out, don't do it. Because it's really not going to help you at this point. Because you're already famous, you know? But then there's the other side of the coin, which is... Help a brother out. You want to help out your community, and you want to make, you know... This year, it's like seems like everybody came out, isn't it?
But you know what? But you know what? If a celebrity should be gay, is that their mantle to carry the help the gay community? I mean, I don't see...
I think so, yeah.
Well, why?
Because gay people... have worked really hard as a community to make it acceptable to suck that dick. That is something you cannot take for granted.
That's fine.
Because it
but
was
we're
illegal.
Still...
It was the sodomy laws were illegal only till recently in this country. And it was gay out gay people who worked really hard to make it legal. And I think that you owe it to your brothers and sisters out there to do something about
well,
it.
Well, I don't, because that's all a straight boy wants to do is fuck a bitch up the ass. And let me tell you something. I like it now, but it ain't fun. So now, the thing is, though, is that I just think, you know, I mean, can we just get past the fact of who's fucking who? I mean, what difference does it make? If you're
it
a
makes
celebrity,
all the difference.
Why? If you're singing songs or if you're making movies or something like that, you're playing a character or you're singing about a particular subject, you're not actually fucking somebody mm-hmm. while you're doing it.
Because romantic comedies, they have people, they pair up people based on mm-hmm. chemistry.
Right. Exactly.
And we love a love story.
And with mm-hmm. that being said, if Hugh Jackman ever came on, and I'm not saying he is, and I'm not starting no bullshit, but if
well,
Hugh Jackman came on
well,
and said
he was here
I was gay
past weekend
or something like that,
in a three-way
do
with
you
Mark
think that he would really get the roles that he's getting? Because it's not...
Absolutely not. And that's the problem.
No. So why should he, therefore, cut off his career in the crusade, you know, for what?
Because it's about selfishness. Why, you know, because why should he hurt himself in order to help a large group of people?
But if
hurt
he does
himself. You know, this is a question. Should I, and this is Americans are not that good at answering that question, should I make some personal sacrifices in order to help the community at large?
I just think that when someone works that hard to get to a position where they can...
You're entitled
make,
to it.
Where they can make mm-hmm. money off of their art,
mm-hmm.
you know...
They should be able to do that.
They should be able to do that.
But they also have to ask themselves the really painful question... Should I sacrifice that yeah. for the betterment of my community?
What about society? What about the society? What about making
what about
it real? What about having a real portrait of what the real society is like?
But and why
like,
can't gay act openly gay actors? I would love to have seen that guy from Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. What's his name? Chad Allen.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been great in the mutant movies. And I love that Ian McKellen was in him, but he was an old guy. You know, I want to see hot, openly gay actors like our good gal pal, Jim Ferraro's, he could easily be in those X-Men movies. You know?
Well, I mean, he's got the talent and he's
got
the look.
Superpowers.
And he's got the look. But I mean, really, knowing that he is because of the way the system is and stuff like that, if these little young girls are not buying him, you know, his posters because they know that he's gay.
They do buy his posters.
Or something like that. My thing is that, you know, is he really going to get those roles? He's always
going to
be.
A lot harder, absolutely.
It's going to be a lot harder.
It's a sacrifice he's always going to have to make.
It's mm-hmm. always going to be the gay happy friend, or you know, it's always going to be the comic relief, or it's always going to be the.
I agree with you.
You
that.
Know,
it is a sacrifice they make, and because these openly gay actors like Chad Allen, like Jim Ferraro's, have made that sacrifice, they should be rewarded for it.
Absolutely.
You know, and
you
and they
support their work.
We not only should we go like even if their movies suck. You should go pay to see it. Even if their album, it burns your ears, buy the album anyways. Because you owe it to them for making that sacrifice to support them. And that's why we play openly gay music. We try to like encourage musicians and artists that are open to be on the show. Because we want to give them the advantage. Mm-hmm. We want, you know, we have power.
But see, the thing is
our
that
shows with- on the first day, every at this point, every show that we do is listened to over... by 4,000 downloads. So that is a powerful position that we find ourselves in. And we could pander to a larger audience by having more, you know, a non-gay or, you know, but this is the Gay Fun Show and we sort of appeal to our niche crowd. On the other thing, it's like, I want to make sure that we give help a brother out for making that sacrifice, for putting themselves in a situation that's going to hurt them. Because it's got, you know, there is a compromise when you come out publicly and you're an entertainer. There's no doubt about it. You're absolutely right, Ronnie.
I just, you know, once again, I just think it's a personal decision, you know, and it's, I mean, to me, these bloggers are no better than these, like, you know, crazed paparazzis or something like that. Mm. When you invade someone's privacy like that, it's just like, God, you know, it's...
But what is privacy to somebody that exploits their own private life for money? You know, Paris Hilton, almost practically her whole private life is...
Right, but we're not talking about that.
We exploit our own private life, and we do have privacy boundaries that we like our audience to... respect. I mean, if somebody came to our house unannounced and banged on the door, we'd be like, we're calling the cops. You know, if paparazzi were busy taking photos of us sleeping in our beds, in our windows, we wouldn't be very happy about that. Yet, we've also made careers about our personal lives and our identities. I mean, we all... You really are Miss Ronnie. I'm really Fausto, and you are really Mark.
And the thing is, though, is that, you know what? We're talking about people that are basing their career on perception. And if that perception is broken, they don't have a career.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It's like they fucked up their own job then.
But no, they didn't.
I can't. If you're not a good dentist, I can't make you be a good
right,
dentist.
Right, but the thing is, though, is that if these people are not, you know, if these you know, these gay women and gay women are not, you know, they don't want to come out because once again, that perception is going to be skewed.
It's going to hurt them.
It's going to hurt.
Well, just you know if you're a closeted actor, watch your shit. You know, get a girlfriend, get married, get a beard, don't have gay sex.
Yeah, you don't.
If what you want is to be the big star of Broadway and you want to be perceived as straight, act straight. Date women, have sex with women, don't have sex with men. It's okay to be gay and not have gay sex. There's a lot of people that do it.
Priests do it all the time.
There we go.
I mean,
you know, you don't get to eat if you haven't helped cook the meal. You know what I mean?
Ooh, I like that. Okay. What do you think about that, Ronnie?
I thought that was a very good one. That was a good one. It's just that, you know, again, it's just, you know, something with all the things that are going on in the world, I just, who's fucking who just seems so inconsequential.
Who are you fucking these days, Ronnie? Well, besides,
but
you
when
know,
churches,
don't act like you don't know, Mark.
But when churches and governments and politicians make it illegal and make it a crime and don't allow gays the same rights that heterosexual couples have,
right?
Then everybody's
business.
Then why pick
out, you know what, those institutions that you just named? How come not? Why not?
Out them.
Why?
They do,
you know,
believe
do the you know the poor
Dennis
Clay
Hassan.
Aikens or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
They were outed. I mean, that's why the Republicans lost this past election. I think is because a lot of people were sort of disgusted by the double standard that conservative Republicans have, which are behind the scenes they're the biggest flamers. You know, and I've always said this on the show: the biggest enemy gay people have is each other.
Right, and I think too a lot of people really have a good sense of hypocrisy, and they've really especially with this last election,
they knew
something was going on.
But you know, the problem is that gay people have been too closely tied with pedophiles and
wrongly so.
Wrongly so, and also with, you know, deceit and hypocrisy. And, you know, there are so many fabulous gay people out there, like Jim Vararos, George Takei.
Like Fausto.
Well, and without us, but, you know, and really it's like, you know, George Takei should be on the cover of Time magazine just for being fabulous.
Why not?
You know,
be me a board, Scotty.
Who's making you know who's getting on the cover of Person of the Year?
For Time magazine.
Kim Jong, the Korean.
Do we know that yet? Has it been actually officially announced? It's not until December 15th.
They're always threatened with a bad guy, and then they bring some good guy to put on the cover. You know, and it's always like, "Fuck you, Time magazine. Fuck you." You know where? Why
well, who
wasn't
came out
George
this year?
No gay people have ever been on the fucking Person of the Year. Fuck you, Time magazine. The closest anything got gay that was on the cover of Time magazine was the scientist that found a better treatment for HIV and AIDS. You know?
Oh, was he Person of the Year?
Yeah, he was, one of the Persons of the Year. You know, they sort of like start distributing it. But fuck, I'm so fucking sick and tired of Time magazine and this Person of the Year bullshit. Unless it's us. That we're thankful to receive this distinguished
thank
honor.
Thank you, AOL Time Warner. They don't actually put the AOL in the Time Warner
very
much anymore.
Out.
They do now.
AOL is a dirty, dirty stain on the internet.
Why?
I know. Because they lost so much money. Time Warner was doing all right financially and stuff
and
like that.
Merged.
And they spent a whole... Ooh. Well, at the time, it was a whole lot of money for AOL. And it didn't necessarily pan out the way they wanted it to.
Well, you know, there's sometimes business decisions don't make sense at first. And then you just, but they're so obviously wrong.
Like what?
Like, a beverage firm has offered pea-flavored soda. How would you like to drink that?
Like the vegetable?
A golden shower. It's PEA. So after introducing the world to a new soda flavors, like they look some of their other flavored sodas they've had fish taco, salmon. It's all made by the Seattle beverage maker Jones Soda. So now they've got a new pea flavored soda, but it's green pea. Not like you.
This is really
pee.
Making me sick.
Well, now that's going to confuse me because when I go for my broccoli or my spinach flavored soda, I'm going to see it and I'm not going to know which one it is.
I know you'll be.
There is actually Brussels sprouts.
They had a broccoli casserole one, a corn on the cob, Brussels sprouts. So
turkey and gravy flavored soda.
Weird, like, meat, dinner roll, sweet potato.
That is ridiculous. Pass me my asparagus.
Sweet pea,
flavored.
Honey. Sweet pea.
Pass
and even
asparagus
you said
an
acid flavored soda. At the end, you can wash it down with that.
Alka-Seltzer. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. What a relief it is.
Well, you know, we were talking about, you know, celebrities that sort of invite people to speculate, to think about this. I think this news story really sort of narrows down. Don't eat if you didn't help cook the meal.
What's that?
Operatic boy band Il Divo. I know he's not gay. Star Sebastian Isambard says a female fan had asked him to sign her vibrator.
Isn't that crazy?
What's crazy about that?
I think it's great.
I think
the 32-year-old French singer admits he was staggered. This is a French guy, by the way, who's supposed to be cool with stuff.
How do you know
like
he's French?
Because it says so in the news article.
I know, you just said it. That's why I'm asking you. Why you gotta repeat it?
He was staggered when the fan asked him to autograph the sex toy. He said,
She said she gets very frisky every time she sees my face. I was naive and did not realize what it was until it started buzzing. I could not believe it. I did not cite it. I said, go away from me, woman, and let me
whore.
That's rude.
And I'm like, look, if a fan came up to me and wanted me to sign their butt plug, mm-hmm. I put on my gloves and sign it.
I'd pull it out of the anus.
Oh,
wipe I'd it sign clean. It and shove it right back in.
There you go.
You know, we will sign it.
Why? Because we're givers.
Although, you know, we have to apologize because some people did ask for us to sign the t-shirts. And in the confusion, we forgot. But if you want to mail it back to us, we will happily sign it and put a Stacey and we'll send it right mm-hmm. back to you. Because really, that's the best way, you know. And we'll put Miss Ronnie's DNA. We'll rub some of her cooter fuel.
Cooter.
Charm.
Cooter. Charm.
Vajaja. Okay.
It is it's a vajayjay.
A vajayjay juice.
Mm-hmm.
Vajayjay juice.
Vaginers.
The freshest seafood in town. Yes, it is.
You don't even need a wedge of lemon, honey. Freshest, you can eat it straight freshest up.
Freshest seafood.
So lick crazy. It up.
Put a little lemon on it. Throw some Old Bay on it.
Have mercy.
Have yourself a little fish boil.
You know, Ronnie, sometimes, you know, Christmas is coming, and we want to encourage people to be buying a Feast of Fools t-shirt.
Absolutely.
And really, spending the money, we appreciate so much. The beautiful presents, the soy candles by Phoebes, the blue elephant mail from holder Thailand. From Thailand, the Mod Kitchen magnets.
And my sculpture nails.
And the sculpture nails. But people, mm-hmm. we really do need your support. We don't make any money at doing this show. We actually put back 110% and then some on our podcast. And so if you can afford it, if you can get a Red Feast of Fools t-shirt, a portion of the proceeds go to fighting AIDS in Africa. And to support the Feast of Fools podcast.
But, mm-hmm. Sweetheart, and, you know, we send that through the mail.
That's right.
And that is a package you want to open.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but this...
But this one you don't.
Oh, this Romanian bitch got a surprise
what's she got?
Her name is Aurelia Cincias from Sleven. A Romanian woman was sent the body of her dead father in through the mail after a cemetery sold it plot to developers.
No way.
Yes way.
So they didn't rebury him or anything?
This man was buried in his hometown of Darvaria, 300 miles away. And the graveyard, they told her that the graveyard had exhumed the body, that the plot was going to be sold. She said that she thought that the priest who was telling her this was joking. And when he told her to come and collect the remains or else they're going to send it through the mail. But who sends the remains of a body through the mail?
Who does that?
You know sometimes I had a friend who left some stuff in the garage.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I wanted to send it back to him, but I didn't want to pay. I just gave it to the Salvation
Army. But now, wait a minute, honey. Here, you know, this is why she opened it up. Because first off, I like this in her. Oh, but it was just a disappointment. She's like, I had entered a lottery a few weeks ago when I got a large parcel and I thought I won something.
Ooh, that's some irony, honey.
That is fucked up. That's some irony. Okay. If that is the prize, I want to know what kind of lottery she entered, honey, okay?
The mortician's
lottery.
I'm
telling you. I'm telling you, so that is that outrageous type of bullshit. And
I would freak out if somebody sent me my dad.
Well, she had the police.
Well, your dad's buried in the ground. That would be really, really strange.
Well, this guy was buried in the ground, too.
Oh.
They exhumed his grave to develop it.
Can you believe that?
You know,
that is nuts. That's,
when you pass on, how do you want your remains handled?
Oh, that's a good question. I want to be stuffed and put in the living room as a reminder of our chastity vows, Mark.
Chastity?
What is it? Our marital vows.
Our marital vows. I'd like to be buried where you, like, something where you can just eat you, you know? Just leave me in the woods somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Just
like
leave
that.
Me in the woods.
No, I want to be in the sea. No, actually, I want to be cremated and put in a Puerto Rican rainforest.
You know what? Can I tell? That's a nice one, but that sea shit.
See, I don't want to burn people up. I think, you know.
That sea shit wears me down. Like when I saw like Titanic or something like that. Whenever I see a movie where like someone dies and they throw the body out to sea, mm-hmm. I just like, oh.
Oh, I know. Oh, it's what just if they're so, still alive?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't. Well, you dead now, bitch. Okay.
See, the thing is like the sea always gives up her dead. Because what happens is you're down there, you're decomposing, so your body fills with gas and stuff. So you rise up and then you go to the shore, and they're always finding bodies.
Wow. You know? No, really? I mean, to me, I like Faustos. I like, I don't mind being cremated, but I want to, like, you know.
Everybody, okay.
It's a tax on the
environment.
I'm going
to make an announcement now.
What, cremation?
Why? Yeah.
Because you're spending all that, like, all that gas to burn people up.
Oh, that's true. Well, just throw me in the
Throw me in the forest.
Give me a solar-powered crematorium.
That's what we should do.
Solar-powered crematoriums.
So, but then you gotta...
It's a wave of the future.
On today's Feast of Fools, we're going to, when Ronnie and Fausto, Amanda, Sally, and Mark die,
mm-hmm.
we're all going to be cremated and be put in outer space.
I want my ashes spread where I spent the most time.
And where's that?
KFC.
You might wind up being part of the dinner.
That, well, like, you know, it can only
add to the flavor. I saw those PETA videos.
Mm-hmm. Can only add to the flavor.
Here's a letter from Anthony Martinez, who lives in California.
What's up, Tony?
And he is so cute.
As a button.
He wrote, "Hey, y'all, I just wanted to let you know I finally got my red Feast of Fools t-shirt.
Good for you. Good for buying, Anthony.
I'm very excited about it, and a big part of me feels better for contributing in some way, not only to your show, but to a cause that needs all the help it can get, fighting global AIDS." Aww. Amen.
Good for you, baby.
"For a long time, I was one of the stupids who sat there and had a stupid thought that it could never happen to me."
What's that?
"But a few months ago, I got the scare of my life.
Uh-oh.
My ex called me out of the blue and simply told me to get tested for HIV.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, I do not like getting that call.
I've done that all the time. I never thought I'd be put in that situation, but there I was sitting in my living room crying with my boyfriend, Shane, because now it wasn't just me, it was him too. Mm-hmm. I was scared more than ever I had been to think that it was only ruining my life, or potentially I was ruining that of a wonderful guy who never did anything but trust and love me and take it up the butt." That's my little editorial edition. "But somehow, though, by the grace of God, I was okay, and so was Shane."
Thank you, Jesus.
"Thank you, Jesus, for finding AIDS. Well, this is my story, and I felt I should share it with you for a reason for helping. You guys mm-hmm. and gals are the best things in podcasting, in my opinion. Thanks for everything, and please send my love and kisses and affection to Ronnie." Look, well, you can see it right there.
There you go.
"To Sally, Amanda, Victoria, and anyone else I have missed. Peace and love."
And that is a very, very common story for a lot of people. It's that they get into a relationship with someone, and then they find out that this guy has been infected by his previous partner, and so they start, you know, they're together 5-6 months, and they thought, "Oh, let's do it without this, because you don't have HIV, I don't have HIV." And then the next thing you know, that's when it kicks in, and then you have it.
I've got so many gay friends that do that same thing too. I'm like, boys,
stop. Listen, the madness.
Just fuck ugly people. If you're going to fuck unprotected, fuck ugly people, because chances are they don't have anything.
You know, and you gonna get, if you fuck just someone kidding. Ugly, if you fuck someone ugly, it's going to be worth it too, because here's what's going to happen. You're going to fuck an ugly person, and they're really going to give it to you good, because they're going to give it to you for all the times that they didn't get it, and mm-hmm. they're going to fuck you good for all the times that they know that they ain't.
Nature compensates.
You know, but no.
We're just kidding,
on the serious tip, angels. On the serious tip, baby. I don't give a shit what they tell you. I don't care how real those feelings are, because this virus is just as real, baby. I don't even know how I feel about even after you get tested.
Well, the thing is, you got to get tested, and then you got to get tested 6 months later. There's that 6 months window. So if you're going to start sleeping with somebody, you have a boyfriend, you're starting a relationship, get tested, and then 6 months later you get tested again. And then after that, it's you got to trust the person you're with.
Hey, Barack Obama, you know, he plays a little on the side. That's why he's always getting tested himself.
We don't know that.
I'm just kidding.
But he did get tested.
A couple of times.
You know, and he used that as a...
Which
kind of
makes you wonder, wait a minute, how come you get tested so many goddamn times? Oh! The Bama is slamming! He got my vote! But he's going to wear rubber.
We want to thank Miss Ronnie for coming on the show.
And I want to thank you all.
And we want to remind people to visit our website, feastoffools.net, and mm-hmm. comment on this show or any of the other shows. Your dialogue is vital to what we do here, and we love and read every single one of your comments. In fact, the best way to communicate with us directly is through our website, feastoffools.net, mm-hmm. and post a comment
for the world to see.
Honey, it opens up dialogue and lets us know what we're doing right, what we're not doing right. So we need to hear from you.
Especially if we're, you know, I can handle the negative feedback.
Oh, by all means.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me I'm full of shit. launch a boycott on our website.
We're there. I also want to remind people, too, that we are on MySpace, myspace.com/feastoffools, and you can find all our good favorite friends there, like Miss Ronnie's there, Amanda, Sal E., Martian, Cesar, Jim Verados.
Everybody. The music that we played today is Jen Zayas, and we're ending it here with
my good Judy, Miss Linda Clifford.
And you can buy her music and Jen Zayas' music on our website, feastoffools.net. We want to wish you a wonderful weekend.
And we love you.
Have fun.
And Miss Ronnie.
I ain't doing anything.
You say it.
Every.
You say it. Y'all make. Fucked it up. Now you all fix it. Say it.
Make.
Get tested and get tested often.
And play safe and you play won't have safe. To worry about getting tested.
You know.
Make every shit. Day.
Don't swallow.
There you go.
Ordinary. Or if you extra. You swallow.
And you can pretend like you swallow. You just spit on the slide. They don't ever even know it. Goodbye.
We love you.
We love you, babies. Make every day extraordinary.